Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
The Centers for Disease Control is now saying that if you've been fully vaccinated, which means you've gotten two shots of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine plus 14 days, or one shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine plus 14 days, then you can participate in all kinds of activities without a mask and it's safe and so on. That all sounds well and good, but it seems like that, a lot of private companies are keeping mask mandates in place if you go into their establishment or so on. Or, you know, states also have their own requirements around this as well, and cities and counties. It depends on where you are, right? So just because the CDC says something is safe doesn't mean that anybody else is going to actually follow that. And of course, there are a lot of other things around this. For example, people that think that masks and social distancing are BS anyway are probably just going to continue to do those things regardless of whether or not they've been vaccinated. And then you've got the other side who actually have been vaccinated and like, well, I don't want to appear like I'm one of those people who don't mask and social distance, so I'm going to wear my mask even after all of this. And of course, airlines are still requiring you to wear a mask on the airplane, even though you're sitting 6 inches from your neighbor. Well, actually, I meant 6 millimeters, because if I had 6 inches between me and my neighbor, that would be an improvement. So what's really changed as a result of this new guidance? Well, so far, nothing. It seems like, you know, at least my life hasn't changed at all. I'm still, I don't know, not going anywhere. I still got to wear my mask in Costco. I still have to wear my mask in the stores that I go to, because they've all said, well, we're still going to do that. And I don't think the state guidance or the county guidance has changed. There's still a lot of things there. And of course, they're still promoting the vaccine at every opportunity. And, this is just yet another way to get people to take the vaccine. And that's really the problem I have. The vaccine can exist and it can be experimental and you can decide to take it. Those can all be things that you can do. I don't like the social pressure to take it and the cost of not taking it potentially being high depending upon what you want to do and in your particular circumstances. I'm sure some people could not take the vaccine and probably wouldn't affect their life one way or the other. For some of us, the choice to get the vaccine, it's not about protecting against the virus. It's more, okay, so I can participate in other parts of society. Now, what really concerns me about this, I don't know, guidance or whatever, and how it's going to be implemented is if they're going to let you in, if businesses are going to make the decision, okay, you cannot wear your mask if you've been vaccinated, well, are they going to verify that? And if they're going to verify that, how are they going to verify that? And to me, that crosses a line. That it's really none of these, no business of the establishment I go into, whether or not I've been, vaccinated or not, or whether I've taken a specific vaccine. That's not their business. And I don't think it's anybody's business. That's between you and your doctor. I don't even know if it's your doctor's business. I mean, I went to Target and got mine, and I didn't tell my doctor. I mean, probably my doctor will know if he looks it up, because I'm sure it's in some database somewhere. But the reality is that this is just I don't see this leading anywhere useful. And then I think I saw something about OSHA saying if your job requires the vaccine for any reason, then any problems with the vaccine become become an employment issue, or what's the phrase they use. I can't remember, but you know what I'm talking about. And of course you can't sue the vaccine makers because, they have immunity from all this stuff. So there's a lot of passing the buck, it seems like, here. Nobody wants to make the decision or just move forward with this. It's like, I can see this being concerned about this. Yeah, but there's so many other things that are much more dangerous that we should be concerned about that we're not touching at all. And for me, myself, I've been focused on keeping my health improved, right? And keeping things going the right direction. That means, sleeping adequately. That means eating right. That means exercising. That means, doing all of the things that keep me healthy. Because even if I do encounter it, first of all, whether I get vaccinated or not, it's clear that the vaccine is not necessarily going to prevent me from getting the disease, nor is it going to prevent me from spreading it. So then there's a question of why take it at all. But if I do get it, then I want to make sure that, my body is in the best position to fight it off. And so the way to do that is to be healthy. So, that's what I've done. And that's what I'm going to continue to do, because that's the best way to keep myself alive among all kinds of things. But there isn't it would seem that it would make more sense that we focus on getting everybody healthy versus, just masking or social distancing, because it seems like that would solve all kinds of problems, not just issues with COVID, which, by the way, all those issues are, comorbidities, right, that COVID makes worse, right? And certainly if you have those comorbidities, your experience getting COVID is going to be much worse. I think it's all, you need to get yourself in the best health possible. And that's, that's what I would tell people to do. Whether or not you decide to get the vaccine, that's up to you. But it seems to me that's what we should be focusing on, is getting people healthy versus all of this continually raging mask debate.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.